Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Let's be honest. Aditi Kinkabwala, All Access with Aditi. Right now, I'm going to get right to the tough stuff, Aditi. How is your garden growing? What kind of vegetables are coming in? We've got tomatoes. We got grape tomatoes and those little sugar bomb tomatoes to beat the ban. And I saw a red pepper starting to sprout today. I was very pleased.
We've got all sorts of spicy peppers, ancho, jalapeno, red chili pepper, ghost pepper. We've got eggplant. And we do have tomatoes. We have some early birds. We have cherry. We have grape. We tried a yellow variety. It's like black and yellow. And
is that a Wiz Khalifa tomato?
We've got some big ones. I saw what you just did there.
Yes.
I should tell my husband that. Yes. My husband, who is so frustrated at our son's fandom, that at least his daughter is growing Steelers tomatoes.
That's right.
Do
you guys compost too? Because I have this giant composting thing that I still haven't used. And my wife is, I think, starting to get antsy that, like, you bought this, I assembled it because you're a klutz, Chris, and you still haven't used it yet. No, you don't go that far down the rabbit hole?
No. I mean, it's enough that I give these. We're growing vegetables in pots, and I do give them some plant food, or I've done it once. I gave them plant food once, and I try to spray the keep the pests away.
Okay.
Actually, I think our biggest success story right now, I don't know if it counts as a success story just yet, but some critter ate my daughter's watermelon plant.
Uh-oh.
And I told her to put some regular seeds from a watermelon, you know, like you eat
yeah,
a watermelon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I bought a seedless watermelon, but it had some seeds in it. So I told her to put those seeds inside the watermelon pot, and it started growing again.
Oh,
so
that's,
I don't know if that's like from the original watermelon plant or if it's these seeds have turned into it or what.
The seeds turning into it are a better story. So I think you should go with that one, that you get these seeds from a seedless watermelon and you have like this.
This is the honesty in me. I could have just thrown it out there. It's like, can you believe this?
Yeah.
The seeds
from
the allegedly seedless watermelon turned into this plant. I wish I was in my backyard to show you all this.
We don't have
any. It's really windy. It's really windy out.
I said it was a convection oven out there today when I walked out to my car, like the fan blowing hot air. It was brutal.
Yep.
Brutal today.
And it's bizarre because it's so warm. But it really is hot. It's blowing hot air.
You would think that it would be windy because a cold front's moving in, but apparently that's not going to happen until later tonight when my plants hopefully get all this much needed water. By the way, Aditi, before I go any further, I will say we have one cheat code that I think makes it easy to grow stuff. Fence, because of the dogs. So no deer, no nothing. Rarely does a bunny even venture into the yard anymore.
Because of the dogs? You think it's the bunnies smelling the dog?
I think the rabbits, my dogs have more or less free reign when the temperature is reasonable and the AC is off. We put a doggy screen door on. So
okay.
If they sense anything is out there, they will go barreling through, barking their heads off. But we don't have, deer are the things that eat everybody's plants, and we don't have any deer problems.
We have some nasty chipmunks. I'll tell you that. The chipmunks are often burrowing holes inside our garden.
Oh, you got like Chip and Dale in there. The rescue ranger.
Maybe. Or Alvin.
Oh, yeah.
Simon. What was the third? Theodore. Was the third one named Theodore?
Yes, you got them all. Yeah. Oh,
Look at that. You
got
the things that are in the recesses of my brain.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to go right in then. I'm going to go right in with
all
our
right.
big question of the day that I told Donnie and I told our listeners beforehand. You were going to get exasperated at me for this one.
Right.
I was looking at, no, it's not, it's a fun one. I promise. It's not like one that's a tough question.
I'll be the judge of that. I'll decide.
So I love questions that are the whole one game to save your life. Like your personal life is on the line for the outcome of this game and you're trying to build a team. Okay. Now I was looking at the list of the best edge rushers. They did scouts, coaches, personnel executives, basically people who actually matter, whose opinions drive the direction of teams in the league here. Garrett was first, Watt was second. They kind of were almost in a tier by themselves the way they were talked about by the quotes in these stories. Then it was Parsons and Nick Bosa. If I gave you all four of those players but said you've got to pick one to join your team for a game to save your life, who are you picking?
TJ.
TJ. Automatic.
Yep. Done.
Easy.
Because of everything he brings you outside, like if your life is on the line, there is no question that TJ is giving you every single thing that he possibly has. It's the way that TJ makes everybody around him so much better. It's the way that there's never any sort of question at all about what interests TJ or what his priority is or what he is focused on. Yeah, that's just a done. And if we were a show out of Cleveland, I'd say the same thing. Or Dallas.
Well, I will tell you this, like it might surprise you. If I were answering my own question there, I wouldn't do the thing that everyone would accuse me of, which is since my mom's from Cleveland, they say you're going to answer Garrett to troll us. I might take Parsons just because I know I can line him up off the ball and move him around a little bit like a Swiss Army knife in that game.
Yeah, I'd say, you know what? You can move Garrett around too. And you can see players. I mean, I'd take Garrett second for sure. I would take him second. I just, you know, in a situation like that, you need all the tangibles and you need all the intangibles. And TJ's the one that I'd feel good about riding with.
All right. That's a fair answer. And I think it is going to be a popular answer. And maybe Donnie's already working on a social
Heaven
media.
Heaven forbid.
Donnie's already going to work on a social media post. Aditi Kinkabwala, TJ Watt, no question, when asked who she would pick as an edge rusher to save her life in one game. Let's go.
That would work. That's fair. And then I'll see Myles Garrett in a month and he'll ask me about it. And I'll say, sorry, buddy. This is how I felt. Proved me wrong.
I got another ranking for you that Donnie and I just got done talking about. So Bill Barnwell at ESPN was doing skill group rankings and kind of divorcing the running back, tight end, wide receivers from the quarterbacks who throw them the ball. Because obviously it's hard to say Patrick Mahomes has the best skill guys. He doesn't top to bottom. He's just Patrick Mahomes. The Steelers' backs, receivers, tight ends came in at 27th in the league, and he had big questions about their receiving room, kind of questions about Pat Freiermuth ultimately, and definitely questions about their usage of Harris. How does that shake out to you? The only team that was a real competitive team that was lower than them was the Chargers, and they were dead last because they've been gutted by, you know, in terms of skill players, basically, in advance of Harbaugh getting there.
Like, Mulsey, isn't all of this a little bit premature? We haven't seen anybody in the Arthur Smith offense, and you're judging what people have done in what was literally the single most dysfunctional offense in the National Football League for a number of years. You mentioned Pat Freiermuth, and I keep saying this over and over again, that I feel that he is going to have a monster year. But think about who he was as a rookie. What a great red zone target he was. Mm-hmm. And then think about the way Matt Canada used him, which is basically not at all. And then in the first game when Matt Canada wasn't calling the plays, when Eddie Faulkner and Mike Sullivan were running the offense, Pat had this monster game. It was like, oh yeah, you do actually have a tight end who can be reliable for you. So to sit here and say, okay, there's a ton of questions about Pat Freiermuth. Well, he was completely misused. And again, a dysfunctional offense. You're to have these questions about Najee Harris. Well, it's not like he exactly ran behind this unbelievable offensive line or through this wonderful run game design. I mean, there's just all these. It feels, again, like you're judging the past and not necessarily what will be.
Well, I think there's a, I think
I mean,
mainly...
I have a lot more, look, I'm cutting you off, but I have way more questions about the quarterback position than I do about whether there are actually skilled position players who could be productive.
Well, that's fine, because I have questions about their quarterback position too, obviously. I do think, though, that the first part of that statement puts you in more of a minority crowd as far as, like, not many people, I think, feel bullish yet about their entire backs and receivers stable. Like, they have to see it to believe it. So you saying you have more faith sight unseen definitely is a more minority view, I think, of them at this point right now. I think that would be a safe statement.
But I think that is faith based on who I believe Arthur Smith is and what I believe Arthur Smith can do. And the way that Arthur Smith matches what this organization has said it wants its offensive philosophy to be. So, but again, everything starts, it's, you know, it's like Justin Tuck used to talk about with me with Tom Brady, you cut off the head of the snake and the snake isn't there anymore. It all goes back to the quarterback. Is the quarterback reading the defense right? Are you getting in and out of the right run plays or the pass plays? Can you hold on to the ball long enough to, you know, not be scared of the rush? Are you not climbing out of the back of the pocket? Are you, you know, setting up your line right? All of those things are significant and matter, of course. But again, I just feel like we have not gotten a totally fair picture of who some of these skill position players can be, Najee Harris, Pat Freiermuth, even a George Pickens, a Calvin Austin, for various reasons.
Aditi, to jump a little bit to the other side of the ball, just your reaction. We got the news earlier this week. Not only was it an 8-game suspension for Cam Sutton, but that in, I think this surprised some people, he didn't even have a right to appeal. So waived his right to appeal, and it's just going to be 8 games. Do you think it's even a guarantee we see him suit up for the Steelers this year?
I don't think anything is a guarantee. And that's not specific to him. I don't think anything in life is a guarantee.
Idea that if they find somebody that backfills well, if Trice stays healthy, they might just wash their hands of it since he's not getting paid and just say, you know what, we're going to move on from this potentially. Mike Florio floated that idea to me.
I feel like the fact that they brought him in, I feel that, you know, his camp telling me that Omar Khan immediately sort of reached out based on the strength of the relationship that this organization had with Cam Sutton when he was here and how they felt about him as a human being. The things that Mike Tomlin has said about him, I don't know that they just view him as sort of a widget. Like, here's a guy who's just a place. I do actually believe that there's some genuine care for the human being that he is, and whether they think that they can... again, this is such a dicey way to...
You're saying they're in it for a longer haul, though, with him, it sounds like, than just we were going to wait to see if he got suspended and if we have some... If Corey Trice or somebody plays really well and we feel like we have three corners, goodbye, see you later. Right? Is that fair?
You know, Malzi, I'm having a moment right now because one of my really good friends, who I happen to know, is really good friends with Myles Garrett, texted me before I came on today to say he was really excited to listen to me on the radio. And now I'm kind of having some qualms because, you know, he told me he was going to listen to me. And the first thing that you set me up to do was to pick somebody else over his friend, Myles Garrett.
You had a choice. Free will, Aditi. The first thing I did was ask you about
Mike,
your garden.
Mike, can I give him a shout out?
Yes.
Don't hate me, Mike.
Fair enough. Last one for you, and it's
regularly scheduled programming.
Yes, this is kind of a goofy one. Did you like the Joe Burrow idea that when the NFL goes to 18 games, he just says 2 bye weeks, and one of them is a league-wide bye week, and Joe Burrow wants to resuscitate the Pro Bowl by playing it mid-season? He has like an NBA All-Star game kind of vibe to it. He wants it to be like every other All-Star game, basically.
I mean, I appreciate that, and I like the idea of that for sure, but I just think that players really, really, especially in the game of football, need that reset, need to get their bodies right, need to heal, need to kind of just be home for 4 days and not traveling over the country to do that. And I think that we've seen Pro Bowl participation be meh for the last few years. And I just think, I don't know that, I think a lot of star players would say, nah, it's more important to my team and my season if I rest for 4 days as opposed to gallivanting off somewhere.
I lied. This is the last one. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce reportedly spending approximately $100,000 a day on their romance because of security guards. She's got private jets flying all over the place. And he apparently is buying thousands of dollars worth of flowers for her at every show. So when you and your husband were just dating, what was the most romantic gesture he made like that? Did he buy thousands of dollars of flowers ever to surprise you?
No, not in the full sum of our entire 14-year relationship do I think that we've hit four figures in flowers. No. Gosh, that's a tough one.
I could see him
putting me on the spot right there.
I could see him getting like a customized terrible towel for you and just being like, don't you love it? Come on. It's perfect. Here, I got sticks
really
to play.
You know what? When we were first dating and I was in New Jersey, I was living in New Jersey, he came to visit, Pitt was playing at Rutgers, and I got someone at Rutgers to give us tickets, and we were in the first row at the 50 behind the Pitt bench, and I remember he brought me a Pitt shirt. And I was very conflicted because the tickets came from Rutgers and I used to cover Rutgers. So I still remember I wore this like Pitt Panther shirt that he bought me on top of a red shirt just in case anyone called me on it.
You could immediately discard the Pitt shirt and go right back to Rutgers. I think that's just good strategy, Aditi.
I'm not even a Rutgers grad, but to be honest, Greg Schiano did scare me a little bit.
But so. You are wearing, I mean, red was your school's color, of course. And if Pony was here, I would point out that he too was accepted into Cornell. Me, not so much. Aditi, we'll do this again next week.
So he claims.
Yeah, no, he was. I believe him. Probably like a 1600 on his SAT. He's a psycho.
Well, Malzi, what do you think? Do you like Pony as a managerial, the prowess of Pony's managerial prowess, or do you take Zeiss and me with the defense?
When it comes to celebrity softball, I pick chaos, and that means by default, Paul Zeiss's team.
Well, there you go. I can't wait to tell Paul. We do have the defense, and defense wins championships. I don't know. Casey Hampton and Brett Kiesel are out of retirement to come join
Cam Hayward
in that defensive line, let me tell you.
You're going to win, and I want you to talk a ton of crap on Pony when you do win, Aditi. I will be rooting
for
you guys.
Can't wait. But tell your listeners, come out to Washington Wild Things Park Saturday. Great time, great cause, lots of fun. 7 p.m.
Talk to you next week, Aditi. Thank you.
Bye, Malzi.